Good evening, everyone. You've tuned into Radiance by Design. What does that mean? You're radiating, aren't you? Because I can feel it, because I'm a good intuitive, and so are you. And we're going to talk about intuition tonight, and we're going to have some call-ins by you and me, and the guides and angels are going to work with you. I'd love you to be calling in and telling about your intuitive experiences, what it is that you've learned by following your intuition, and what it is that you didn't learn by following your intuition. One of the things that intrigues me as an intuitive, that's what I call myself, an intuitive and energy counselor, is what's the difference between intuition and psychic and channeling? Well, we know a little bit about what the difference is in that. But what are the differences? Because sometimes I don't have a clue. When I channel, I'll say something. And then intuitively, I turn right and go somewhere, and that's where whatever it was I was looking for happens to be. And I know that I was following my intuition, but it wasn't being psychic, and it wasn't being, like, channeling the answers. So I'm just curious as to how you've experienced it all. And tonight we're going to do our Sacred Geometrics meditation, which is such a great place to take in any kind of situations, work on healing with people. I was working on my sister-in-law over in England, and she was suffering absolutely terribly. So several of us were working on her using the geometrics, and she felt simultaneously, we don't know if it was our work that did it, but anyway, at the same or approximately the same time, she moved out of intolerable pain and was able to shuffle up and down. She had just had her hip replaced, and it's a big operation, as you all know, and she could feel it over there. So I know that these geometrics are really a potent force of what? Setting up our manifestations, what it is we want to create in the world, how it is we want to do some healing work, how do we want to present ourselves to ourselves and our own journey. I've been learning a lot, again, about the journey of living on the planet. I learned as much from my own guides and angels and from my paradigm shifters and from things that we read and hear and smell and feel and experience intuitively on this planet. So we're going to talk about a lot more of that. Let's do our sacred geometrics right now, and then I'm going to have you call in and talk about what you've experienced with your intuition. And I know that everybody listening to this show, and I like calling you the Radiance by Design community, everybody who's listening to this show is highly intuitive, is learning more and more about the development of your own intuition. And a lot of our kids have got more intuition than they have brains sometimes. I don't mean that in a pejorative way. But they really are open, aren't they? And that's happening more and more as the frequencies on the planet grow and move faster. Which sort of answers one question, doesn't it? That our intuition has a lot to do with our lightness of field and frequency. That word psychic always kind of bothers me, and it mesmerizes a lot of people for good or ill. But I've often contemplated and realized that we needed the psychic. We needed to practice it for thousands of years because it really raised our awareness of things that we needed to be afraid of, that we needed to protect ourselves. And so sometimes it's got a heavier note to it, a much thicker kind of knowing. Have you ever noticed that? We're going to talk about that, too, when you call in. This will be after our sacred geometric meditation. So let's all close our eyes, unless you're driving or walking up the road or on the edge of a cliff. You could be, you know, because cell phones have changed. They can bring the show along with you, can't they? All right, so take a couple of deep breaths and release those tensions. Good. Now call in above your head a golden ball. Let's see it. Let's see. About maybe 2 to 4 miles, and below your spine about 40 feet, another golden ball. And then let's drop a filament of light between the two balls, but let's start it way out there at the great central sun. And in comes this tremendous, absolutely radiant filament of light, and it hits the golden ball, and it comes right down and moves through your spine, vertebrae by vertebrae by vertebrae, until it comes right through your spine and reaches the lower golden ball. And now feel for a second, what is it like in your spine? Do you feel its vibrance? I sure do. And now, on the outside, way out there, we're going to drop from the upper golden ball to your waist height. We're going to drop a four-sided pyramid which has gold lines. It's made of gold, gold light. Good, and it's coming to waist height about 20 feet out. And then we have another golden pyramid upside down, and its point hits the lower golden ball, and all of its little feet or its little points at the base meet the base of the upper pyramid. And so now you're in an octahedron, an eight-sided figure, and now create in that a beautiful crystal ball, and just look at the colors of that crystal ball as it forms itself around you. Oh my, and the outside edges of the ball touch the inside edges of your octahedron. Mine's very pearlized. It's got, I guess you could say it's like a more pristine oil slick in terms of its color. It's very beautiful. And inside of that, there you are in a star tetrahedron or a star of David, three-dimensional. Good work. And now let's spin in this Star of David. Spin, 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 and spin, and spin, and feel your body getting lighter and kind of crazier. I love this part. And now look in front of you. There's this magical screen. And the first part of the screen, we're going to see a little movie that we star in. We create, we produce, direct, and create, and star in, of course. And it's all about you, what it is you want to be on your soul journey. And I always say the same thing, is I want to become more and more consciously multidimensional. I'm always becoming from the heart. You know, and as we do these regularly, I find that I really experience that. And I'm getting some amazing intuitive flashes about what that can mean. What's happening with your vision? And now let's wrap that one in light so it can stew away and the process that you're trying to create, or I'm not trying, that we are creating. Just keep stewing and on we go to the next movie. And in that movie, see yourself creating a project of your choice. Some of you want home and family and children and all that, and some want a house, and some want some really good bases for life on this planet, and some want some amazing creative projects. Whatever it is you want, see the resources coming and see yourself creating it. See those resources, again, weaving through your hands, your heart, and your mind. All the pieces of this particular vision that you have, that you want to create. Whew, I love mine. I see myself grinning away and really enjoying it. Mine is kind of a business thing, and I'm seeing myself really enjoying how it's working, how it's happening, and how people love it, and how successful it is, and how the resources just keep flowing to keep maintaining it, and that I'm getting a big kick out of myself, and so are others. Ooh, and you can actually feel it in your heart and soul. Feel it. Feel what it's like to be in your successful venture or relationship or home or whatever it is you're wanting to create. Feel what it's like to be such a success. The feeling part of our manifestation is one of the most important. You can also feel if you've got a big block in your subconscious and it's hitting you right in the belly. You can also feel where the blocks are, and that's the good part. Then you move in and shift that little guy so that you can actually have the manifestation you want to create. And now wrap it in light. And then we're going to move on to the Galactic Healing Center. And the first thing we do is ask in our healing team and have them circle around our healing table. And who's on your healing team, do you know? You don't have to actually know. I've had some hilarious responses from people. But anyway, you feel their presence, and I'm feeling their presence. Now they're circling around the table, and you put yourself on the table and ask them for some kind of help on your body, mind, emotional self. That's funny. I was in a state of distress today, so they brought that up. I almost forgot it here in the Galactic Healing Center. So what are they bringing up for you, physical difficulty, emotional, spiritual, evolutionary. Mm-hmm. And ask how they're helping you, or just take a look and see how they're helping you. And one other thing we like to ask is if they would, do they have any advice for you, any way of helping you that might really help you over the next time? And what would that advice be? All right. You might want to write it down. Thank them very deeply. And wrap that scene in light. Remember, our team is magical. They're of a different dimension, so we let them replicate themselves around a brand new fresh table. And let's bring in your favorite healing candidate, somebody you want to help. And have that person lie on the table. And watch what they do. What is it they do to help that person? And are you helping as well? You might be. Sometimes I am, and sometimes I'm just sitting watching. Yeah. And ask if that person needs any particular kind of advice. Okay, and then, yes, is there anything else? And now, that they could gift that person with any other advice? All right, and now wrap it in light and let that scenario continue to bake itself. And now we have the team replicate themselves one more time around a healing table. Yay! And who comes in on this one? Now I have two people. This time I have two men, not a couple. That's it. And they're working with them both. And see what they do. Okay, and what is it yours are doing? I'm getting an awful lot of vacuuming out. I always have this wonderful teammate who's got this odd kind of vacuum-like apparatus that's a part of his being. And he's vacuuming these ones out. And then there's this amazing light being sprayed into these, both these beings, one in the back and one in the chest. Mm-hmm. And now let's wrap this whole scenario in light and ask that they continue the process whilst we move on to our, ta-da, political arena. What is the scene you would like to work on politically tonight? I keep thinking about Afghanistan. I think I'd like to work on Obama again and the kind of challenges that he's having. And without getting detailed, and you can throw your own details in, we'll have Mr. Obama here, and we'll also send light and have the team work with Mr. Obama and his own family and send light to them all. And then light to the various people in Congress and the Senate. Mm-hmm. And then have that light, well, let's now turn it into a pink light, the light of harmony, and have that light spill all over from the Pentagon, from the White House, from the American political centers, to all kinds of hot spots in the world, whether it's because of global warming, because of starvation, because of war, it doesn't matter. Just keep going and send this pink light to all these different places. And I would absolutely love to pour it in through Afghanistan that it touches as many people as possible. Because remember this, that no matter what we think of who's on the right side and who's on the wrong side, it appears that the vibrations are moving up at such a rate that many people are going to be struck with consciousness or peace or ability to have compassion for people that they so far don't have much compassion for. Because it's a rising tide, isn't it? It's moving up through our species. We have the opportunity to absolutely transform. So as we send our pink light, let's send them to these hot spots knowing that it can go up through amazing numbers of people. Seems the least likely, right? And then have that pink light swaddle the entire world and come right back in, and then bring it in through your chest and fill your body with the light of harmony. Good. And then swathe the entire Galactic Healing Center before we close it off with pink light. Whoosh, whoosh. And now let's close off the Healing Center and say thank you to the healing team. And now pop into the spinning star tetrahedron. Spin, 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 spin. And when you're ready, and you feel nicely refreshed from your spin, just taking the tetrahedron for a little spin here, then you come on back into the room and let's talk. I'm really looking forward to talking to you today. Have any of you ever had any intuitive experiences that you want to share with us? 888-815-9756. What do you think? Do you think that that's kind of a natural flow for the evolution of our species, is that we're going to become more and more intuitive? What does that look like? What would we do with it if we were more intuitive? The word intuition is kind of, like I said earlier in my little preamble at the beginning, it's kind of interesting. I think of it as very different from psychic, from energy, from channeling, from, let's see what else, knowing, sensing. What do you think? Synchronicities? That's another different thing, isn't it? Yeah. So what do you think about all that? Let's practice some intuitive techniques. I was talking to Penny Pierce, who wrote a book called Frequency on Paradigm Shifters on Tuesday night. It was a wonderful conversation. I enjoyed her a lot. But one of the things I loved is she talked about, she's really good on frequencies and how frequencies are, she had them categorized from, you know, where they all start and how, you know, you go this far and that means that you're ready to change and grow and so on. But one of the reasons I'm bringing it's a really good book, Frequency. One of the reasons I'm bringing it up tonight is whilst I was listening to her and she was explaining about frequencies, which is something I work in all the time and have for many years, and I noticed that if you drop into your body right now, and you have a bunch of reactions going on. Maybe you've got a lot of work that you've just come home from work, or you have a big day tomorrow, or you've got kids that you're trying to get here or there. Anyway, you're kind of piled up. So you drop into your body and allow yourself to just observe all those reactions that are piled up in the form of frequencies. And then what happens when you just observe them? I found myself sitting, listening to her, but also pulling away from my rapport with all of those reactions in such a way, now how are you feeling now when we do this, in such a way that I felt hugely, 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 maybe hugely isn't the right word, but separated from what's going on in the world and really in this very peaceful place. It's kind of like going into the now. Well, it is like going into the now, isn't it? And then I was chuckling, going, okay, is that intuitive? In that place, I knew many, many things that I didn't know when the hubbub of reactive vibrations were going on inside of my body. What do you think of that? What about you? Now call in, you guys, 888-815-9756. So say you're in a panic. I was in a panic a while ago, too. I had a big thing on my mind. And the thing about that, that it was very interesting, and this isn't quite intuition either, or maybe it is. I was busy, I was happy, I was doing something, and all of a sudden I realized something's coming up on Saturday. And it gripped my gut. Have you ever had this happen and your stomach goes like that? And then inside I'm horrified because I shouldn't be letting it get to me like that, or I should be beyond it, or I shouldn't have this reaction. But the reality is it doesn't move until I back up, drop into center, and let myself experience the existence of that, and then it starts to move away. And once again, we're going back into the now. And then, when you're in the now, the fear about what's coming up Saturday doesn't exist, does it? So now, I think about some, let's see. We went to see the movie Men Who Stare at Goats the other night. Did anybody see that? It was it was really fun. And what it is it's just a story. Some of it is kind of lighthearted, but it's based on some really true experiments that were done in the for the Army. And it was way back when. It was after the 60s. It was after the Vietnam War. But they actually trained a platoon to be remote viewers, which most of us listening to Radiant Spy Design know what remote viewers are. But these guys went through some really crazy experience. It's not crazy, but it's like breaking out of the third-dimensional normal ways of knowing in order to become able to sit in a place and then actually see what was going on in, say, Iraq or some other country. Now, some of us are doing that kind of thing already. I don't know if I'm called a remote viewer. But in any case, they were, they had the ability to sit, one guy anyway, he had the ability to sit and stare at a goat, and then boom, the goat would fall over dead. I mean, it's really kind of weird, but it made me think how it is true that as we call up, like if we want to know, there's several things here. Intuition is often what kind of happens to us that makes us turn right all of a sudden and then run into somebody we know, or that kind of thing that we did not plan to do. But it's interesting, I was thinking about it, that intuition also can be used, meaning you can use it energetically to create a result, like this guy staring at the goat and then the goat flops over. That's something we can do. Sri Aurobindo and the mother are very, very famous teachers and so on. And they teach a whole method of using your intuition in order to heal by focusing. So they never did talk about staring at goats, at least not in my experience. But they did talk about if you have, for example, a problem in your body, say your gallbladder, then you go into your meditation and you sit in there and you stare. You meditate on your gallbladder and you absolutely stare at it and stare at it and stare at it and stare at it. And there's a terrific amount of healing that can go on doing that. What happens is it busts up. I mean, it's really conscious use of intuition. It actually breaks up the denser frequencies and fields that are creating a constriction in the normal processing of energy in some organ. Oh, hi, you're on the air. I want to know about your stories. Welcome.
Hi, Veronica, it's Jonquil.
Hi, Jonquil, how are you?
I'm okay, how are you?
I'm good. How's your intuition tonight?
Well, funny you should ask. You maybe already answered the question, because, of course, that's always me, right? It's a question. You were saying, well, you're in the now, and then you experience your intuition. While you were saying that, I was formulating what I wanted to ask you, and that
well, that's
was
allowed.
Is what
I said. Well, that's allowed.
Okay, and what I have is doubt of intuition. So it results in a question, or if I end up with. Is it that I'm not in the now if I can end up framing it with a question or a doubt? Like, might have an intuition about something, or maybe it is an intuition, but that's what I'm thinking it could be.
You mean you argue
with it? And then
all of
a sudden, I argue with it. Okay, or I doubt it. I say, well, as if this is so, then this must also be so. Like adding to it, making it an equation instead of just being with what I'm told. Okay, this is so. The intuition. This is so.
Okay. Well, let me ask you something. Do you ever get results? Do you ever go, golly, I already knew this, but I argued with it, so it didn't work? Do you ever get that?
That could be the state that I live in. The argue with it.
That's the 52nd state, isn't it? The 53rd state?
It's the 53rd state. It's very large right now, except it's only as big as me. No.
Well, so talk more about intuition, because I think intuition is when something, like when you're thinking about me and I call you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know how we do? It's like, I knew you were going to call. I knew that was going to happen. Mm. I knew that was going to, that's to me is intuition.
That's intuition.
And you're really good at that.
As opposed to something like you would say, asking oneself, what is this sensation I have? And then, listening, I get an answer immediately, I'll start questioning that. Well, if it was that, then this would happen. Or as if getting the answer, that intuitive thought, isn't enough, you know?
So, but what are you trying to prove when you argue with it? Are you just trying to make it better? Or are you just trying to make it absolutely sure?
And probably that. Is that then you just leave the now and take it somewhere it doesn't live? I mean...
Yeah, because that's where you take it into your brain, in your mind, isn't it?
Yeah.
One time when I was going through a huge crisis, it wasn't a crisis, it was a huge initiation time, and I love this story. I met a man who was just a little bit bigger than I am, and he was very kind of impish looking, and we were thinking and brainstorming about the way things should be on an intuitive and psychic level. And he grabbed my hand and he took me running up the beach over the top of big rocks.
Mm-hmm.
The point of the story was that he was saying, you can't think. You cannot go into your mind here. We have to run. And we ran over these huge, big, big rocks on a beach.
Mm-hmm.
And we ran like the wind, and we did really well. And I guess it's a little bit like firewalking. As soon as you thought about it, you couldn't do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's like,
so,
that was in totally intuitive.
If that's what is a method then to, or a possible way or exercise to, keep yourself from flipping over into the mind? I mean, I don't doubt that I have just as strong or just as deep capabilities with intuition.
Mm-hmm.
It's like some kind of a circuit breaker keeps flipping, though. If I get over there, then it just flips me over the other side of the brain. It just goes and puts me over there.
Hang on a sec. I know that Jonquil is a wonderful artist, okay? And that there's a whole thing. You're talking about doubt. Well, when I was running across the top of the rocks, or if I was just listening to a hint that was coming up, we have to act on it now. And you have to act on it with trust. You just got to know
trust.
That there's something there. Whenever I block my intuitive knowing, something happens. I hurt myself, or I miss something, or don't you find that happens because it's the trust?
I see. Yes.
I remember when I was little, running up the stairs two at a time. You know how you do that, and then running up them really fast, and I was going, oh. Was that one or two? Bam, I fall.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that the same? Kind of the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
So when you're an artist and you're painting passionately and you've got these amazing colors, and you're at a stream, and you're in response to it. You can't stop and think very much, can you?
Well, that does happen to be a bad habit I have. of stopping and thinking quite a bit.
even as an artista?
Yeah, and it's disruptive as hell. I mean, excuse me.
No, we don't say hell on BBS. I'm teasing you.
Some things under heaven are cooler than hell. But yesterday I had, you know, they take these extraordinary images of the optic nerve of the eyes now. This is all science, of course, to see the development of glaucoma.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday they did that extraordinary imaging of my eyes at the doctor. And then the guy says, "Do you want to see it?" And I said, "Yeah, of course." And so they show this incredible 3D, because they take many, many, many little pictures and then put them all together, and so you get the dimensional effect of the optic nerve and looking down the channel that the optic nerve lives in, coming out of the back of the eyeball. And
so it's kind of like what they show on House all the time when they're doing surgery.
Is it? Yeah, right. I don't watch that, but I know what you mean. So I mean, that kind of imaging is really going on in science and doctoring. And then they show the brain, because then they show where each eye is actually sending nerve impulses to different part of the brain. The right eye, they're like, you know, we're right and left-sided. The eyes also are not sending the information to the same part of the brain. So up on the screen, after showing this incredible thing of each one of my optic nerves, it shows the brain and the place where the messaging is going. And all of a sudden I'm just like, what? And the few days before, someone mentioned to me the technique of tapping as a way of becoming conscious of emotional
to release all programming.
Right. And I had seen that exercise, and the way that guy ends that exercise is by saying, "Now roll your eyes clockwise around, and now roll, you know, up as high as you can and all the way around," and that connects both sides of the brain. That's the way he says in the exercise. That was prior to me seeing this picture, and then I realized, oh my God, it's really true. So why am I talking about this? Because I feel somehow that I usually think of veils of perception that keep me from being something, as being in front of me or around me. And all of a sudden I had this flash that there was like one between the two parts of my brain, a veil going this way, front and back, you know, through space, so that the information is doubt living on one side of the other side of trust? Is it the other side of that thin veil?
Or is it all about resistance?
What's the resistance? Is it just, what is it? Is it get so thick that it becomes something, or is it, you know, one molecule thick, one atom thick?
I don't know if I can answer it that way, but to me, resistance is a habitual some people happen to be instantaneously resistant pretty much all the time, right?
But that could be just memory.
It almost doesn't matter. It could be DNA. It could be, what did I read? Epigenetic? Something like this. I don't know. I was reading some stuff about that yesterday. But the thing is that some of us have to deal with resistance because it happens to be deeper than a knee-jerk reaction that gosh knows where it comes from. And some people just flow. Very often, astrologically, it's the people who are water people that flow, and people who are earth who resist, you know what I mean, like kind of obvious.
Kind of like obviously like me.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking, I wasn't really going to talk about you behind your back, but I was thinking more like the obvious elements. The elements of earth would be more resistant than the elements of water,
yeah.
right?
Sure.
And because I used to say, oh, poof, you don't really need astrology, I had to learn through adversity that a lot of that is really a good way to explain what it is we do. So when you're talking, I know this about you, and I can see into your beingness that you have a desire to create and to do and to make things. And that takes a certain kind of, like, resistance and then pressure against, doesn't it? It's not a flow. And that's not judging you. It's saying you have a tremendous dynamic for creation. But it's a doing.
Then how do I develop the other way? The other things, like, it's that behavior of creating. It seems like that's also blockage in some ways, because, I mean...
But wait. Remember, just when you called, I was talking about Sri Aurobindo and the mother, and they were talking mm-hmm. about just look at even an organ or an attitude. Just sit in meditation and look at it. Look
mm-hmm.
at your doubt. Just look at it.
Okay.
You can melt it like people melting clouds, you know?
Okay.
How does that sound?
It sounds like I'll take it all.
And you know what? I think we need to all love each other and realize that, Jonquil, you have probably a harder time with that than somebody else. But
mm-hmm.
we all have our issues that make it a challenge to get through the labyrinth of life in order to be fully free and realized, right? So it's just part of your particular mosaic, isn't it?
It is.
And you know what? I can see this right now. Because I'm intuitive, right? You're going to burst open, and there's a new freedom coming up in your art very soon. And then you're going to phone in and tell us how different it is intuitively for you. Because there's a big connection there. And I have another call, and I'll probably take that, but I have loved this call. You got me thinking, girl, and I hope other people as well.
All right.
Blessings. Bye. You're on the air.
Hi, Veronica. This is Ellen from Santa Cruz.
Hi. What's your name again?
Hi. Ellen.
Hi.
Hi. What I wanted to talk about is that I feel that there are certain blocks in anybody's life, but certainly in my life, to intuition, and several of those being tension, pain, and right now I've been recently diagnosed with allergies or asthma as a result of that, and breathing, you know, not being able to breathe fully is to not be able to kind of settle down to get past the mind
mm-hmm.
because the body is like really set its foot down heavily, so to speak.
How long have you had this, Fallon?
That I'm aware of for a maybe a little bit over a year, but it's only recently been diagnosed. I did call in at one point when I got my kittens in July and said, boy, I'm having a really major bad allergic response. And it turns out I had some allergy testing, and now I have, I'm allergic to a lot of things. And cats are one of them.
But
so,
Ellen, let me tell you this, okay? First of all,
yes.
With allergies like that, you can often get rid of them because what there are underneath, it's funny, I'm starting to get really phlegmy from talking to you because I'm an empath, and I have to get over that too, don't I?
Welcome to my world, Veronica.
But what's really interesting about you, you are also very empathic. But in any case, we got a little dog given to us a few years ago, and I knew I couldn't keep him because I was boiling up with allergies. And my chiropractor just went bit, 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 and that was the end of that. I don't have them anymore. And I have all kinds of sensitivities, probably like you. But I really know, going underneath this stuff with you, that you have tremendous, deep holding patterns about a certain kind of grief and wounding, and that's what's building the bubbling of further allergies. And I know, I don't know this 100%, so, you know, guys, don't take me off to court or anything, but it looks like you can clear those, but you're going to have to get to that underlying emotional place. Do you understand that?
Yes. I don't mind going there, but I'm just not sure where to go to get there.
Okay, well,
because obviously I've been holding it for a long period of time and have an awareness of that, but to
Ellen? I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I was just thinking when I was talking to Jonquil, something that hit me again because it's relevant. When I was talking to Louisa Williams, who did Radical Medicine, I realized something I had not known, which is that the neurotransmissions are created in our intestinal tract, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that means our serotonin and all of that stuff, and it's stored in there. And then I'm watching you, I'm going, this chest thing, which is a grief thing, is hooked right in to your, down in, just below your navel, slightly on the right, unless I'm mirroring, and then it's slightly on the left. This stuff is hooked right into a pattern in there, and I'm going, oh, well, that's neurotransmissional stuff, which, you know, would bring you down at a certain level and would hold on to kind of a grief thing. So I'm quite fascinated, and I feel like, do you have a chiropractor you go to?
I had one that I've been going to for a long period of time, and then the last time I went, something happened and I felt awful afterwards, and so I went to a different one. So now I'm going to a different one, and I've been to him a couple of times.
Well, what I'm seeing, just let me see if it's him. It might be because you look like there's somebody who does cranial sacral and chiropractic right around you, and that would help you unhook. Almost like I see you crying a lot because you went, meaning not that he broke your neck or anything, but that you are releasing some very deep blocked tears. And I really recommend you get into that because the number of allergies we can gather is tremendous, but very often they all disappear when you unhook a certain kind of, maybe not all because we're living in a toxic society, right? Toxic environment. So we don't need to be that pristine, but I'm watching you going, golly, Ellen, you can get rid of a whole lot of this. And that takes me back to the neurotransmissions that are created in the belly area. And even thinking of Jonquil, I'm going, we need to look at that as well so that you're asking yourself in the moment, how about this kitten? Do I love this kitten? And then if your belly heaves or turns or churns, you're actually getting a logical response of what doesn't, you know, it's a really important place. You know, we say something turns my stomach. Well, it's real, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It depresses the neurotransmissions or lifts them. So I'm watching you and going, you know, can I ask how old you are?
Pardon me?
Can I ask your age or is that really impertinent of me?
Oh, no, no problem. You can ask me anything. I'm 59.
Oh, good. Okay. Because I was going to say, when you get around 60, and then I thought, well, I don't want to offend anybody, but you're around 60, honey.
Yes.
And so is Jonquil. You're almost the same age, okay? And what I'm seeing in you is that you're about to go into some kind of bloom. You're going to awaken an intuitive, there's an aspect of your nature which is extremely intuitive, very artistic, and has not been free to play on the planet yet. And it's starting to wake up and wake up. It's almost like you're going to separate yourself from ways of being. And it seems to me that the process requires getting to some kind of practitioner who's going to release this belly connection to your chest. Does that make sense?
I'm perfectly willing to do that. I've just never found any body worker that could get me to the point where I'd be in tears of any sort, you know. So
I used to have a chiropractor that when I went to see him, I would cry for 3 days, and I complained. But I had been widowed, and I'd been trying to cope with myself, and he just absolutely undid me, and that was great. And then I'd clear it up and go back again.
Well, I'm looking for that kind of person.
Yeah, and I think
if there's anybody in Santa Cruz, please.
Yeah, please, because I know what'll happen. You've got a floodgate that just wants to open, and it's going to happen.
Yes,
so somehow you're going to intuitively meet the right person.
Okay.
What do you think of that?
That would be good. That would be really, really good. Osteopathy. It's different than cranial sacral, but.
You know what? It's like whether it's craniosacral, chiropractic, osteopath, any of those are all valuable. It depends on the person that the practitioner that you run into. But I'm feeling like there's somebody very magical, not very far away from you. We have friends in Santa Cruz, so we might ask around as well.
Okay.
Maybe you should get her to ask our friend. Why don't you call Randy Masters? He's a wonderful musical healing wizard down there. And he's in the phone book, Masters.
I remember him from a long time ago. Yeah, I remember his name. Yeah.
Well, tell him you were listening to the radio and were told to call. And ask him, because I think he might know, or he'll connect you with somebody who knows. But you need somebody who, see, we were talking about intuition tonight. So what you need, Ellen, to unhook this incredibly elegant lace, if you will, lacing between these different aspects of your consciousness, you need someone who's intuitively directed as well as physically directed. And I'm seeing someone here. It's a man. And I think he's kind of shamanically aligned to, I don't know whether it's osteopathy or chiropractic or what. It doesn't matter right now.
Okay.
But you're going to need an intuitive hit to find it. So I will call Randy.
All right, I will do that. Thank you so much, Veronica.
And you know what, Ellen? We expect you to call back in and let us know what's happening.
Okay, I'll do that. I want to make the change. I just have to find the helpful change agent, because I haven't been able to do it on my own.
Well, and you know what? You're at a really wonderful stage where you're learning to break through the limitations and not accept them as they're presented, you know? That's part of your evolution right now.
Yeah.
I just want to say, you go, girl.
Yeah, I feel that there's a flowering that wants to happen, but, you know, the resistance has been real strong. So,
And going back to how you started, was like, how do you breathe and calm? But you can. You just can't breathe wildly like some people. You can just be very still in your breathing, and it'll work for you.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care.
Much.
All right. Blessings. Bye. Oh, my goodness, I feel like we went right around a huge number of... We went around and round the rugged rock, the ragged rascal round. I love that call. I love Jonquil's call. So we've got time for one more, if you're ready with your finger ready to push the buttons, or dial the number, as it is. And what's interesting to me is when I'm thinking about intuition, when people ask, gee, I wonder if I should do this or that, and you sit really still. Well, I want to go back to Aurobindo as well. But if you sit really still and ask yourself, you know, ask your gut, literally your gut, do I want to do this? You'll get a lurch. And then I keep going back to the neurotransmissions being created in the belly and the belly area and even stored there. I'm going, boy, we have a lot of intelligence in our body, don't we? And it's the intuitive... I don't know if that is intuition, but I think it probably is. I'm going to call it that tonight anyway until I get through my thesaurus and really decide what the breakdowns are. But if we use our intuition correctly, like when Jonquil was saying that she goes into doubt and starts asking questions, again, you can't run across the top of a bunch of rocks and not fall, or run upstairs two at a time and stop and question what you're doing. You can't do that, then you're off the intuitive knowing. But the intuitive, it's really amazing. When I do sessions with people, oh my gosh, I am always amazed that if I try to do a session, it loses its vibrance right off the bat. If I just rock hop, go in and just work with people, see things, hear things, smell things, feel things, know things, and stuff comes out, I have no idea where that came from. I could not backtrack and tell you and give you a glossary or give you an appendix or give you footnotes. But I do trust the intuitive, because so often our intelligence, you know this, your higher self is way smarter than your lower self, if that's what it's called, your third dimensional self. And a lot of the times our intuition is coming from that, isn't it? Or it's coming from the etheric around us. You know, we are so... energy beings way before we're third dimensional, and it's coming, a lot of our information is coming from that area, isn't it? And how about synchronicities? How many of you are experiencing a ton of synchronicities these days? We talk about the energy speed-ups headed toward 2012, and I just chuckle because there are so many. I can't even think of an example right now, but I'm always turning around the corner, and everything is related to something, and it's a synchronistic moment. I went to get my hair cut, and all the people there had graduated from the very place my daughter has just started working at in a different city. And the whole place was just full of that one. That's not a very, I suppose, exciting synchronicity, but it's just sort of an example about how vibrationally we're linking up on so many levels with one another. And that's pretty intuitive, too. It's not something I could think about or plan, or I've sat around and decided to meet people who are all associated with that one place. No, it's just something that kind of happens because I'm being directed, or we're all being directed at the higher vibrational level. It's a really exciting time we're living in. Now, this is I'm going to have to come to the end of this show, Radiance by Design. I really enjoyed myself tonight. It's been a lot of fun. And my guide said before we started this show, they said, don't worry about it. It will be a lot of fun. And I've had a great time with it. Because when you think about it, our intuition is close to our... I was thinking it's close to our spirit self, isn't it? It's like when we let our spirit run things. Well, that's not quite true either. There's other levels in there. Or maybe the spirit is a higher level of our intuition. We might even talk about this again. This is Veronica Entwistle. I love to do my sessions, which I call intuitive sessions and energy sessions. So if you want one, email me, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. That's veronica@veronicaentwistle, no H in entwistle.com. And stay tuned after this show for, I'm going to be Jackie Salvitti's sidekick, Jackie Salvitti of ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. Jackie channels the team. And boy, oh boy, they really get into some pretty exciting stuff. And what she's saying is tonight's show is going to be about how many people are having dreams and experiences that are bleed-throughs from other lifetimes at this time. That she's maintaining, or at least she's talking about the fact she thinks it's because the speed-up is so tremendous. And as a species, we're moving to a higher level of consciousness. The other thing about that, oh, and I get to interview the team, so I'm going to ask about a certain amount of how we're being directed to oneness, or we're being tuned into a deeper level of associating with one another, which is also rather intuitive, and it's also evolutionary, but that's a rather complex issue. Maybe that's what we'll talk about next week. And I don't know who my paradigm shifter is next week. Tuesday night at 8 o'clock, I have a paradigm shifter, and I have a call out to the garbage warrior. He's a very one of Michael Reynolds. You want to Google his little short video. He's an architect, an American architect who's making all kinds of homes, sustainable homes and stuff out of garbage. And he's having better luck in Europe and in Asia than he is here because we have so many laws about how you can build. But in any case, he's quite a revolutionary and a rabble-rouser, and I think he's quite an amazing person whose heart is certainly in the right place. So he's going to be on either next week or the week after. Depends when. He's coming back from Copenhagen where they just had some big meetings. And that is the end. So I'm going to say goodnight. And once again, if you have ideas for paradigm shifters, or you have feedback for Radiance by Design, or you just want to say hi, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. So let's all, our Radiance by Design community, let's call in from the universe some of the most wonderful loving light, the love light that's coming into the top of our heads. And then let's send it out through our chest to one another, to all of our Radiance by Design community. And feel the love, the sharing, and the caring that we're also capable of. So thank you so much for listening to this show, and we'll talk to you next week. I'll be talking to you next week, but maybe you'll be listening to Paradigm Shifters or ET Healing. Good night.